Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
The best.
The best.
The best.
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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn.
Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Boom.
All right.
If I did that to Ron Simmons' face, the gladiator, he'd absolutely kill me.
Bam!
You know, unfortunately for who, again, sweetheart of a man, big Ron Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
Very, 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 how many times can I say very before you get aggravated? Very nice guy. But imagine he goes to these conventions all weekend long, mm-hmm. and it's like, every person walks up to him and says, "Damn!
Damn!
Damn!
I love it.
Damn! Say it, Ron. Damn!"
Damn.
All right, let's not run out of time. Here we go. Best damn audio. It's not a battle. It's just Fatboy and I co-presenting fun audio that we found that we think you will enjoy. If you find some audio that you want to share with us, you can tag or DM it to us. I'm at O-Maffew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. He is at Fatboy933.
Yes, sir. I'll kick it off.
Yay.
This is a gentleman who's a Texas state representative. His name is John Wiley Bryant.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey, Wiley.
And he just, he's talking about a certain type of gun. Look, I know I'm not the best with guns. I don't know what they all are, but I'm pretty sure this thing.
You voted against people owning them, I thought.
Well, you know, I thought Trump was going to come get them, but I didn't know this was a gun. Maybe you, Matt, you know guns. Maybe you know this gun.
This bill legalizes sawed-off shotguns.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what a sawed-off shotgun is. But
oh, wow.
Let me get one.
Oh, man. That's one of them times when the tongue's deciding to go in different ways than you are. It's like when people are speaking in tongues, you know, they say it's the other world speaking again.
I want an automatic shotgun.
Sometimes the brain
shotgun.
Is just not. Well, I used to really, when we used to give away cash, I mean, we still give stuff away, but like we'd give away cash. And I would mix up bucks and dollars, and I'd say ballers.
Ballers.
You just won $1,000. Oh, man. Sorry, bother. Brother.
It's okay. I couldn't say disc changer.
Right.
Come get this big check.
Paige couldn't say the disc part of that, so it sounded like she was going to have some kind of sex reassignment.
I got to hit it again, right? It's only like 4 seconds.
Yeah, I loved it.
This bill legalizes sawed-off shotguns.
Oh, Lord.
My God. They should.
sawed it off.
John Wiley?
If you're going to shart me, first of all, wait for Shart Week.
Got to.
God. You have to. We're going to need a bigger boat.
I don't want to see that. Wow.
Baby Shart.
That was good.
That was in my head. Stop.
You can, look, we do senior shout outs. We're not the only one that does them. They actually do them in actual graduations. Let's see if you could pick up on this senior shout out.
Jacqueline Jewett. Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
Oh, Julie.
Wow. Damn.
Julie.
Damn, Julie.
Kirkoff is the name. Kirkoff.
Oh, clearly a Russian.
Excuse me.
She's related to Rachi.
I think that's, isn't that what Jeff changed his last name to? He's now Neil Kirkoff.
Yeah, I can't believe local business employs such a infamous Russian. But
I cannot believe that either, especially when they like make turbans.
Plus, how do you get a job wearing a chain around your neck every day? I mean, like an actual chain,
like a junkyard dog style chain.
Oh Lord!
I mean, it's some almost like a Rampage Jackson style chain.
God, I forgot about that one.
What's up, Clinton?
What's up?
He was supposed to be the new Mr. T, and it just didn't click, did it? All right. Wow, you set the bar really, really high.
That is good.
We're just getting started.
You gotta bring it.
Most of mine right now are throwbacks, but stuff that maybe you saw a long, long time ago. But for instance, this right here. Who knows exactly what year it was, but it was when the Golden Girls were the number one show on television. Imagine, imagine if you will, a bunch of old white women.
Great show.
Had the number one show, and it was a great show. Larry King, he was the guy who farted a lot and put a fan under his microphone or under the table. He was interviewing the great Rue McClanahan.
Oh, no.
When a prank caller claiming to be from Lansing, Michigan called in.
Hello.
Yeah. I'd like to know, when was your first you ever had?
A young admirer.
That was a pornographic phone call from a little kid. Isn't that fun?
I think so. Okay. Maybe he meant job. Where were, let's say he meant job.
No, where was your not. First paid job?
That was a come on, Rue.
That was a pornographic phone call from a young boy.
Rue.
That was fun.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
Why did she answer him? Well, I was 16 years old.
I know. I was laying in the bathtub with just enough water to cover my perky bosoms.
Yeah, we're going to picture it as Blanche answering anyway.
Oh, Blanche. So, yeah.
That was good.
That's Larry King, the 80s man. If you were born in the 90s and later, I mean, your life sucks. You didn't realize what the 80s were.
Oh,
you can
boy.
Go watch movies and stuff, but it's not the same. You don't know what an arcade is. You don't know.
You don't. You know about the band. You don't know what a real arcade is.
You don't know what the arcade that we were at caught on fire because we were playing so much damn Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's our arcade fire.
Bastard kids.
Dicks.
We love Xavier Leggett.
We do?
Oh, yeah. He's great. Any clip we get of Xavier, you got
to
play it.
Okay. I tell you, if I still used a TomTom, I would pay for the download to be able to have him tell me where to go.
Hey, man, you got there left here, man. Hope somebody you do on the road, boy. Here's a compilation of Xavier Leggett recently. He was the guest of the Carolina Hurricanes, who got knocked out of the playoffs because, you know, the Panthers are always good.
Keep pounding.
So here he is reacting to a hockey game. He had behind the glass, too. Great seats.
Hey, you ain't telling me the hockey puck's come flying over here, man. Oh, s***. Oh, s***. Boy, these folks going crazy, boy. Hey, yeah, they doing that thing. Boy, he got down there clothesline, boy, right in front of you, boy.
What's my boy name from OKC with the Braves?
See, Alexander.
He's right.
He's tough.
Explain to me how you transcribe.
He's the vocal prowess of Sloss from the Goonies.
He's like Black Boomhauer.
I mean, he sounds like he's got CTE, and he doesn't.
He's just passionate about whatever that
Very
was.
Very passionate about all things.
Like, I like the
all
guy.
All things, in fact.
But when Beamer did a house visit, he'd be like, oh, it might be tough to get this one admitted.
He's one of those guys, the markability with him is, like, intensely amazing.
Dude, he was a correspondent for the Kentucky Derby because he owns horses. Yeah.
Okay, so, but what? How does his football career look like? I mean, I know Panthers and everything, but, like.
He's got some upside. Didn't have the best year. You know, missed some games. He was hurt. But,
yeah.
Had a few big catches here or there. He's going to be a nice complimentary to a territorial McMillan.
I got a vault piece on him that I don't want to fall apart. All right. Fantastic.
Good
fat
job,
boy.
Fat boy.
I ain't done nice. Yet.
No, okay.
Oh, you going to go again?
No, I'm okay, well, not right now, but I'm saying you act like I'm done.
No,
but.
I just said so far.
I'm not being sarcastic or funny when I say that I like gospel music. Like, I really do.
I
enjoy the older gospel music, and sometimes I seek out the old gospel music.
Good stuff.
This one I found from 1983. This is from a, I believe, cousins, but at least there's a brother and a sister in the group for sure, called the Truthettes. The Truthettes are a real band. And this is performed on, if you're from Greenville, it would be the Chicago version of WGGS. Like, it's a local religious broadcasting channel, and they show church and religious music 24/7. And this is just, listen to this song and tell me, why was this on a religious TV show?
I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry right now. She looked at him and said, come into the kitchen, and I'll fix you a sandwich. She reached in the cabinet and took out the peanut butter and jelly. He said, Mother, you really don't understand. She looked at him and said, what is it, son? What is it that I don't understand? He said, Mother, what you don't understand is this right here. He told her, I don't want no peanut butter and jelly. He kept on.
The message is fine, but I don't understand the connotation. I don't understand why the young boy was hungry. And mom said, what do you want? And she was making him a peanut butter and jelly.
He was hungry for salvation.
He was hungry for the Lord. You're right.
Oh, I'd love the soul when they're like, the sandwich.
You could take that and apply it to anything. Like, I love it.
Yeah, look them up, man. They're
the Truthettes.
Yeah, a four-piece.
Yes.
It's got some passion to it. I like it.
Yes. And the lead singer looks nothing like she did in 1983. Like, completely changed.
Yeah.
Like, completely changed.
I don't think all four left, right?
No, I think we lost one of the Truthettes. He was in the car with one of the Pips when they drove off the road.
Oh, Thelma and Louise style.
Yeah.
Well.
They were ride or crash.
Can I take us home with, you know what? More businesses need to learn from this business. This is the greatest, I would say, definitely furniture store ever. But it brings everybody together.
Because we currently don't advertise for any, is why he's saying that.
That's right. I hope they come on for this one.
Sponsorships are available.
Because this is a real furniture store in North Carolina.
Could you imagine hearing I'm Fat Boy for Lazy Boy? I mean, come
why
on.
Why is it that?
Come on.
Who?
So, hey, guys, do you want to take over the Badcock locations? We can adjust the sign a little, and you can keep most of it.
Only if we're changing it to big. All right, let's hear your thing.
This is a real furniture store. Here's a commercial.
I'm Richard, a.k.a. Big Head. I work at the Red House, and I'm black. threat.
I like pumping iron and pumping furniture into people's homes.
I'm Johnny, a.k.a. T-Engage. I work at the Red House and I'm white. I like deer hunting, bass fishing, and extending credit to all people.
At the Red House.
I'm a black woman and I love the Red House.
I am white and the Red House is for me.
At the Red House.
Look at the sofa. It's perfect for a black person or a white person.
This mattress is perfect for a white person or a black person.
At the Red House, where black people and white people buy furniture.
And Hispanic people, too.
And all people.
Is that for real?
Oh, my God, dude. It's in Hickory Point, North Carolina.
Yep.
Holy.
Oh, it's a real place. He said Hispanic.
Dude, I mean, what is Hispanic? Is that a new, like, derivative of?
I have no idea. You guys that see is this? Shocking.
Just the way they act the video out. He literally jumps on the couch and it slides.
Holy moly. Dude, and it's on Elm Street. So, oh, my God. I wouldn't sleep on that one. Wow.
I like to extend credit to all people.
That,
of course.
The Red House. God, that's good.
I like pushing furniture into people's homes. He literally pushes his hands toward
that's
the camera.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow. Dang, man. That's so wild to see that it's like a real... I want to go there.
The older white guy was walking the commercial where he says...
The one who likes bass fishing?
Well, the older one, like the... I am white and the Red House is for me.
Oh. And for Hispanics, too.
Maybe the other furniture store was kind of the same setup, but the lady laid on the bed and like in a negligee. She's like, let him have it.
Let him have it. But they don't have credit.
Let him have it.
Let him have it, babe.
Well, I'll be dad blame. That was good.
That was good. That I was don't know where good. You find this stuff.
I'm going to hear that forever the rest of the day.
Because sometimes people will send me stuff and I'm like, that ain't good.
And that's
I'll look on my own.
Yeah, and like.
Just being honest, some of y'all's fussing suck too.
While we're on that subject. If you send us the same fussing like three times, mm-hmm. We don't promise that we're going to do them. Like, here's the thing, and I've had to put this shoe on before. What's funny to you, because it's you and your friends and stuff, it won't apply to the radio. Like, we'd have to, like, craft it and make it funny. And I ain't into doing all that work.
I'll tell you this.
I'll change the names, but I ain't trying to make it funny.
If you don't know what a grub worm is, you're most likely going to end up on Facebook fussing.
If you don't know what a grub worm is.
If you don't know the difference between a grub worm and a maggot. Worm?
Oh, yes.
You're definitely going to end up on Facebook first.
Right, yes. I have a friend, that's his last name, first name Robert. He was on Love Connection back in the 80s.
He's a legend.
Paige, that was great. I mean, your laughter was great. Fat Boy, we did good too. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into some telephone calls.
This bed is perfect for a black person or a white person.
All right, 1-800-774-0093.
1-800-774-0093. The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys. We'll continue. Guys.
You want to take a little break?
No, we just did.
12 in a row.
This song still freaking kills. Ooh, I love it.
Oh, burn. Never found a suit that fit. Burning down your mouth.
All right, we've had some folks waiting patiently. Let's not talk about a rejoin song for 3 or 4 minutes and miss out. you know, I can only do so much.
This is a good one, though.
And I'm just going to read what's on the screen. Is it P1 Cheech and Chuds? Is that right? It can't be right. Chuds?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that's, it is.
That's great.
What is what are Chuds?
It's Chubbs, C-H-U, B as in boy, B as in boy, S as in Sam, so Chubbs.
Why the two B's? Why the extra?
Well, Chubb when I was I weigh like 175, so I'm definitely I'm not chubby, but when I was younger, resembled somebody on YouTube.
I feel like my mother's been reincarnated into the form of a drug addict. I don't know.
I resembled somebody, and so that a friend of mine called me that at a party, and it stuck. It's been stuck ever since.
Who did you resemble? Badlands Chugs, or in your Badlands Chugs?
His name was Chubbs. Yeah, if you go to YouTube and type in Chubbs, then you'll
of course.
I hate that I asked. Now it says here that you have an issue with a roommate.
It's like Francis on YouTube, the fat guy.
The what?
Francis, the fat guy on YouTube.
God, is that that's the person's name? Is Francis the fat guy?
Oh, this is just okay. This is like a normal looking kid. Okay, he's got a cigarette in his mouth.
Well, you don't think Chubbs here is normal looking? Who do you look like? Who's a celebrity you resemble, Cheech and Chubbs?
I don't really know a celebrity I can think of off the top of my head. I mean,
this kid looks like a fat Robert Patterson, Batman.
Pattinson.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the problem with your roommate?
Okay, so to begin with, everything was great. You know, I moved in probably 2 years ago. Everything was fine. I knew then that he kind of dabbled in the speedy drugs.
Oh, I was gonna say sodomy.
But it has progressed now into what's the right word? Maybe distributing the speedy drugs?
Dealing?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Easier word.
You were almost going to say distributing, and sometimes people do that.
Right, right. And so, and I'm definitely getting out of here as soon as possible.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
What, how many Ativan he's on right now?
Well, like, I think you're on something, but, like, is it like a pain issue, or are you, like, just a recreational user, or do you always sound like this? Like, I don't know.
Every time I call, you guys say the same thing. I don't know. I did just get off of work, so
man.
I don't know.
You must have worked 4 tens in a row, 40 hours straight.
I'm the guy who owns the electronic company, the electronic repair business.
Okay.
I thought
So. But no, definitely not. Definitely no kind of hard drugs. Alcohol. I don't even drink, so.
Okay. So he says he smokes weed. Now let's hear this part about the roommate.
He definitely has progressed into dealing, and. I'm getting, you know, man, my stuff's packed, is ready to go. I'm just having an issue finding a plot of land, you know, that's affordable, with, you know, a septic tank, you know, already put in and everything.
Wait a minute. You put in
to rent.
You put in the. What's the thing about the septic tank?
He's looking for a place that's got
that
one.
Has one specifically.
Yeah.
Why, you like flushing Q-tips?
No, definitely not.
Okay, I thought you were trying to like figure out how to get away from the roommate.
It's like $10,000 to get a septic tank put in, and then, you know, with the plumbing and everything.
You just turned into the beginning of Intergalactic by Beastie Boys.
Now, hang on a second, buddy, because we do have to take a break, but.
I think he'll be asleep by the time we come back.
I thought he's trying to get away from his roommate is what he's like. Hey, I don't know how to... It sounds like he's already ready to go. Like he's just going
to
up
to
and
sleep?
Leave. Or that too. Like he's just going to up and get out. Plus, do you need a septic tank that big? Like how much do you do?
That's the part of the conversation I don't understand what he meant by that.
He's looking for a place with a septic tank ready to move into right
Why
now.
Why does it have to have a septic tank?
I guess he doesn't want to be on city water. I thought all that was pretty easy to grasp.
Okay. Wow. Like his he was making me sleepy.
Dude,
like that guy should not be.
He is on something that ain't like being tired from work. Or,
I mean, it could be. I mean,
like, really? If I go home at 10 o'clock, I'm not gonna be like. He's
on cocaine stepdaughter now. I mean, like I was saying at the beginning, like, you know, it sounded like my mom reincarnated. She always had that, you know, kind of sound. But, I mean, she was, you know, in her 70s and on oxygen. So
I work 4 hours a day.
I mean, she sounds like a robot that's like battery's dead.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she did. You didn't take the trash out. Plug me in. Hurry up. I gotta cook these salmon patties.
She never cursed, but if she did in that tone, it would have been perfect.
It would have been just like, yeah, fudge.
Mother.
Like a Christmas story. All right, we're going to maybe come back. I mean, hold on, sir. We will give it our best effort. And those on hold... we will come back to you as well. We will come back. And we're just like the Lord. One of these sweet days, like a thief in the night, we'll be back.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all these crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
The badass.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right. Clearly, our text line not brought to you by Planet Fitness, because it is not a judge-free zone. It is not.
I'm telling you.
Let's go back to Cheech and Chubbs.
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
Hey, Cheebs, whatever.
Sure it is.
You definitely on the Cheeba.
Oh, that's what you should have been, Cheech and Chiebs.
So was there an issue with your roommate? Because Fat Boy, who you talked to off there, thought there was an issue with your roommate.
Right. So, I mean, since that has...
Was your dad Bobcat Goldthwait by chance?
Do you know who that is?
I don't know.
Millennial.
But, yeah, it has definitely transpired into something that I don't want any part of. And like I said, all of my stuff's packed and ready to go. Yeah. Just waiting on, you know, a piece of land or whatever. But getting to the point, really. To bring it up to him starts a almost. I mean, it's escalated almost into a physical altercation. It's one of those things where, like, you know, I'd like to keep him as a friend, but at the same time, I'm not going to be involved in something like that. And, really, what would you guys' opinion be on would you cut ties with the guy completely, or would you just talking to him and saying, I wish you would, you know, not do this or whatever.
Let me ask you a serious question right now. First off, Paige, she's nodded off.
No, I'm listening.
There she is. Okay. I felt like I was lullabying there. Are you gay? No.
He's blind.
Are you on drugs? Like, no, no, we haven't said your real name.
I don't do it. No.
You're
no,
not on drugs.
I do. So, I do smoke, you know, some weed every once in a while.
Like, but right before calling? I mean, like...
Every day?
No, not right before calling. Not every day. Okay. Not every day. Just maybe, you know, if I'm at a buddy's house or something like that, and then they, you know, at a party or something.
Well, let's get to the answer. The answer is yes. If he is dealing and out of your home, and you feel as though, or the home you rent together or whatever, the one with the septic tank, then I would, if you worry about that coming back on you, then yeah, you should probably cut ties.
Why would you want to be friends with him?
Yeah, really.
Is that who you
buy? Well, I mean, he's been a friend for, you know, 15 years, and he's got, like I told Fat Boy, he's got a heart of gold, man. He really does. Man. I can leave my wallet on the couch with $1,000 in it. And then come back.
Where's he leaving your drugs afterwards? I'm kidding.
That's a lot of money.
I mean,
trust anybody that much.
I think the short answer is like, how old a guy are you? Roughly, give me the.
I'm 29.
God,
really? You sound like it.
Serious?
29.
Wow, I would have, dude. I would have lost that bet big time. I would have. Well, first of all, I should have known because you didn't know who Bobcat Goldthwait was. That was a clue. It was a movie called kinda. Police Academy. You probably don't. If I said Freeze Dirtbag, you have no clue what I'm talking about, do you?
Not.
All right, disconnect the call.
Have you done drugs that maybe had lasting effects?
That you've forgotten that you saw Police Academy.
Oh, my God.
Lieutenant Hightower, he was the NFL's Bubba Smith.
Why do you guys think that I am on drugs?
Because you make me feel like I'm on them listening to you talk.
We got a lot of text about it. Like, you know, you sound impaired.
Like, you sound sleepy. Like you are on some barbiturates.
My good buddy JD says this guy is definitely on drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the vice president. He texts him. But if you say you're not, maybe that's just your, you know, it's just your vernacular, the way you talk.
I don't want you to be. I'm glad you're not if you're
that Appalachian brogue. Nevertheless,
well, I mean, it's not like anybody knows, you know, where I live or anything like that. So I have no reason to lie or anything.
Are you anti-helmet?
Like
are you anti-helmet?
I am. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm not talking about Gordon Rawdon.
And so, you know, if I were, then I would have no problem.
I can honestly say, I think you're hurting our ratings right now. I think we put him on hold and we answer this off there. I think that's got to be, no offense. It's like when, you know.
People love hearing a train.
Imagine going in and seeing RFK Jr. doing a filibuster. I mean, it would be nauseating. It would be tough.
Hard to see.
And now I know why his friend's on drugs. He's having to listen to him all the time.
Did my roommate just call in?
How old are you, sir? 50? 55?
I just turned 19.
Oh, my God, man.
I'm trying to get him out of my house. I have a septic tank, but it's full of drugs, tampons, and doo-doo because he won't move out.
Like, why? I've never heard somebody so particular about it. It must have a septic tank. It just simply must.
I can't even.
Man, because I got a notice from the city that says my duty's too big to live in the city. Got to be in the tank. Pass the duty.
I had to keep buying plunger after plunger after plunger.
I got a super plunger. It's where you duct tape them together. And you got to sit on it. And then my buddy's got to pull my arms up. Oh. And then I get up real fast. And then over the dookie goes bye-bye. Remember that?
It just wouldn't break off, Paige. Like he had a tail like a monkey.
This.
It was the craziest damn thing.
Tiny Toons, Dookie go down the hole.
Only at Christmas do I go to Tiny Toons. Let's end this on a
I'm going to do more funny stuff.
Well.
Like right now. I don't want to go to break.
I don't either. But I mean, it's.
I'm having a ball the past 6 months, I got to tell you.
Well, he got off of probation.
Yeah, still got this ankle monitor. I didn't have to wear one because I'm too fat. That's the benefits of being fat.
Well, that's amazing. The thing. They got him. He's off of it 6 months ago, but they charge $795 to remove it.
That's pretty specific.
$795. I'm quick on my feet. It's $795. So he's like, I know a guy with a tool that can do it.
I just sweat a little butter and slide it off. You look at me while I'm talking to you, woman. Or don't.
Like he was for real talking to you.
Okay.
Like you dozed off again.
No,
you
really I didn't. Did. I was just.
I'll pop
so
you in the
you
puff.
You want to know what we're doing in headlines? I will tell you.
Golly, they're moving it along.
Paige, what are you working on in the headlines?
Well, we're going to find out what Arnold Schwarzenegger, he reacted to his son Patrick's scene from White Lotus, and we'll talk about that next.
He's
good. Your eyes, guys, headlines. He's a good-looking guy.
He's a good actor. He's going to be one to watch.
Oh, don't say he's going to be a heartbreaker. That's weird.
Nah, it's gay if I say it, but he's good.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
He
I mean,
is a, he is a good.
I mean, it is. If a guy says it about a young like teenager, let's mess with everyone. Mess with your microphone. Everybody that's listening right now, start hitting your speakers too.
I'm just smacking them.
Sorry. I'm just getting it adjusted. It keeps laying down.
It keeps laying down.
Well, just lay your head back down on the desk like you were a moment ago. I'm just talking to
you. The Rise Guys.
I'm letting you laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.